Can you give us a basic overview of the horse's neck and back anatomy, and so that just as a reference point as we go through our discussion tonight?
Sure, yeah. Well, as far as just from an anatomical perspective, the skeleton is made up of different bones, and in the horse's neck, there's seven different vertebrae, and then in the back, there's 18 different thoracic vertebrae. And I think one interesting thing that most of people don't think about is when we ride horses, we don't really ride on their vertebrae or their back per se. We actually are sitting right on their ribs. And also then when we tack or girth up our horses or cinch up our horses, we're also tightening up around the ribs. So I think the ribs play an important part as far as looking at back issues, and that's something we need to pay more attention to, I think. And then on top of all that, like you said, as far as with the legs, we can see things pretty readily. Unfortunately, in the neck and the back, we oftentimes have 4 or 5 or 6 inches of muscle that cover that. And so it kind of makes some of our ability to really see some of the problems with the horses kind of difficult, because sometimes it's kind of like a black box. You have vertebrae that are deep underneath the muscles, and sometimes we don't have a really good understanding of some of the anatomy or some of the problems with that. So those are the challenges with that. And then we also then have ligaments and tendons that help join those together. The nuchal ligament would be one important one in the neck area. Then we have, through the back, and then sacroiliac ligaments. Some horses have issues in the back with those. So those are kind of the general structural things. And then obviously we have nerves going out and sensing back pain or neck pain and things along those lines. In the neck, sometimes we can get spinal cord compression that would cause problems, like Wobbler's disease and things like that. So it's kind of a basic overview of anatomy, I guess, related to that.